With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to tell Texas to stop blocking border agents from patrols. Ed Donahue reports.
Texas has put up fencing to take control of a nearly 50-acre public park along the Rio Grande in Eagle Pass. It's a crossing point for thousands of migrants entering from Mexico last year. The fencing prevents federal agents from accessing a larger and more visible crossing point. The Justice Department says along one stretch, members of the Texas National Guard and their vehicles are preventing border agents from getting to the river. Governor Greg Abbott says Texas has the authority to control access to any geographic location in the state. The state and federal government are involved in multiple legal disputes over actions Texas has taken at the border. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the Justice Department says it will seek the death penalty against a now 20-year-old gunman convicted of killing 10 black shoppers at a Buffalo supermarket in 2022.
There is no death penalty in New York. So when the young white supremacist Peyton Gendron was sentenced for the 10 killings last year, he received life in prison without parole. But the federal government has the option of seeking capital punishment in the hate crimes case against him. Gendron had said if prosecutors declined to seek the death penalty, he would automatically plead guilty to the hate crimes. The Justice Department rarely seeks capital punishment because President Biden opposes that penalty.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by 118 points, but the NASDAQ rose 2, the S&P 500 advanced 3, and oil up 66 cents to $72.68 a barrel. SRN News. Assisted suicide will be a big issue in 2024.
Legislation that would legalize the practice has been introduced in 10 states, including Michigan, New York, and Pennsylvania. Several other states are expected to follow suit, although it is not expected that all those measures will actually be approved. Pro-life advocates warn that a so-called right to die can quickly turn into a responsibility to die, affecting the old and disabled in a disproportionate measure. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ireland lawmakers consider a hate speech bill that critics say would criminalize speech and threaten freedom of religion. The legislation outlaws any speech that incites hatred or violence against a protected group, including members of the LGBT community. Christians argue simply quoting the Bible under the proposed law would be a violation. International Christian Concern warns that for Ireland's Christian population, the measure would threaten the right to share one's faith. This is SRN News. It was a mixed day on Wall Street to end the week, but it closed on a positive note, as we hear from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed finish as it closed out its 10th winning week in the last 11. The S&P 500 ended Friday up 0.1%. The benchmark index is within 0.3% of its record high. The Dow fell 118 points. That's about 0.3%. The index of 30 major blue chips was dragged down by a big drop in United Health Group. The NASDAQ ended basically flat. The mixed trading came after earnings season kicked off with mixed results from Delta Airlines, JP Morgan Chase, and other big companies. Bond yields fell after a report showed inflation in wholesale prices was weaker than expected last month. That bolstered expectations that the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.